WSB.
I'm WSB's Herman Cain, and depend on this
whenever and wherever
there's breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center will tell you about it.
News 95.5 and AM 750.
WSB, depend on it.
Hey, this is Craig Robinson, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. Take your panties off.
He packed in the animals 2x2, ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Rolled up the ship and him, tell him about that master plan. Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord.
Welcome back to the show, 11:07, 7 after 11. Mark Arum here, you there. Hour number two of the program live on a Monday. It is Movie Monday. Two very popular topics tonight on Movie Monday. A, have you ever been to a famous place in a movie or TV show? And two, favorite Michael Douglas movie. No one's calling with Michael Douglas movies. In honor of the Wall Street fiasco today, Wall Street, probably one of his more famous movies, Mr. Michael Douglas, is Gordon Gekko. Your favorite Michael Douglas movie? Longoria, what is your favorite Michael Douglas movie?
Was he in Romance in the Stone?
Yes, he was.
Romance in the Stone's pretty
cool.
Yes,
all right. Low-T, you know who Michael Douglas is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite movie of Michael Douglas?
Basic Instinct.
Really?
Yeah.
With Sharon Stone?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Sharon Stone, by the way, not from Canton, Georgia.
No.
I've got a couple. I really liked Wonder Boys, where he played a stoner college professor that was sleeping with the dean's wife.
What?
Oh,
never
wow.
seen that.
Katie
yeah.
Holmes was in it, and yeah, I thought it was just like so anti, like Michael Douglas is always like the hero, and he was like this schlubby stoner college professor.
You know that, what's the one where he loses his mind? And he goes crazy. And
Falling Down.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
really
you know,
good.
And I'm,
that's
I'm thinking about
too.
It. I really liked Falling Down.
That was I liked The Game with Sean Penn as his brother. Remember, he was... If you haven't seen The Game, Chuck, you got to watch The Game.
What's the...
He's basically... His brother is Sean Penn, and he buys him for his birthday entry into this game.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
it's
about
really
that.
It's really freaky.
Okay, I got
Hot
watch
Neighbor
it.
Would love it.
Yeah, dude. That is a weird movie.
She'll get a little freaked out and jump into your lap. So,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right. So those are the topics.
404-872-0750.
1-800-WSB-TALK. Sorry to make my buddy in Ohio hold so long. Richard, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
No problem at all, Mark. Happy almost end of summer to everyone there.
Amen, sir.
I tell you, I wish I had a more novel movie location, but the only spot I've ever visited was Grauman's Theater, which was used at the end of Blazing Saddles.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was that?
It's out there in Hollywood.
No. Oh, the okay. Oh, I know what you're talking about, where they bust through the... Yeah.
Harvey Korman shot and he writes Hedley Lamarr.
Exactly. That's pretty cool.
And as for Michael Douglas films... honorable mention I'd like to give to Running and China Syndrome, but my personal favorite is The Ghost in the Darkness.
What was The Ghost in the Darkness about?
Val Kilmer is building a bridge in Africa, but these two cunning and very intelligent and almost mystic lions are killing the workers, so they bring in Michael Douglas as the big game hunter.
I do remember that movie. Wow, I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah, really well done, rousing adventure.
Very good. All right, Richard, thanks for hanging on, buddy.
Bye.
Take care. Nancy's in Smyrna. Nancy, how are you, dear?
I'm fine, thank you. And my favorite Michael Douglas movie was War of the Roses, where I guess it was Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner, yes.
The female lead. And they divided the two or three story house vertically in half. One half was his,
exactly.
One half was hers. And it got to be pretty wild, but it was so funny.
That was... Yeah, I was a big fan of Kathleen Turner back in the day.
Yeah, War of the Roses with Michael Douglas.
Yes, indeed. Good stuff. You ever been anywhere famous?
No, not really, except I was an extra in one of the Chuck Norris's movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't blow that off. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't even remember the name of the movie. I was sitting here trying to think of what it was, but it was, they needed a cop in a scene, you know.
Oh, so Nancy
was in
a Chuck Norris movie. That's pretty hot. That's great, Nancy.
I enjoyed it.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you for the call, my darling.
Enjoying the show.
Thank you, dear. Eugenia's in Lawrenceville. Eugenia, you're on the Mark Arum Show. Hello?
Everybody clap your hands.
I want to play that during Atlanta's morning news when like they go to, all right, let's go to Richard Sangster on the scene and like his and, phone cuts and, out. I want Jay Black to hit that.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Or they go to traffic. All right, Doug Turnbull's yeah. in the chopper. Can you do that? Can you do that, Chuck?
Do what?
If Eric Sanver tosses to traffic and he's not there, we have him play Everybody Clap Your Hands?
Yeah.
Oh, I want this to catch on. Like, I don't even want to own that anymore. I want that to spread throughout radio world. Where anytime they go to someone and they're not there.
Everybody clap.
Like, I'm going to work out on Channel 2. Like if they go to like, all right, Erica Byfield's live in Decatur.
Yeah.
Everybody clap your hands. Wouldn't that be awesome if that
too long a delay
yeah.
where they're just staring at the camera exactly. not saying anything.
They don't have the IFB. They don't hear what's going on. And then the board just, you know, the director punches up, everybody clap your hands. Let that catch on. Let that be my lasting legacy that in is. Media. That would be fantastic. Dave's in Peachtree City. Dave, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, not much. I got three of them for you. Somebody mentioned Sleepless in Seattle, Tom Hanks at Pike's Market. The other one is the Kansas City Barbecue in San Diego, California, where they filmed the sleazy bar scene from Top Gun.
Oh, no kidding. That was that was filmed in San Diego. You're right.
Yeah, it was down there. They've got the jukebox in there and everything. And the other one is the Goonies house up in Aurora, Oregon.
So that's what started this whole conversation is the people that owned that Goonies house are just sick of people coming to their house now. So they've tarped it off. They used to let people come in and take pictures, but people were disrespecting the house, so they don't let anyone else in anymore.
Well, they don't let you in, but I was able here a year or so ago to be able to go out there and look at it from the outside.
Yeah. Well, here in the last couple of weeks, they've put tarps up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Apparently, they're getting really mad because people are, you know, pulling in their driveway and doing all this stuff. And, so that's how this whole thing started was the fact that so many people wanted to go to the Goonies house.
See? Yeah, that was I was trying to get down. There was another place where they filmed where the boat went out. The pirate ship and stuff, and I didn't get down to that one, but
yeah, oh, on the coastline, yeah, that would have been cool, or that the abandoned restaurant that the Fratellis had.
You know, another house they're having problems with.
What's that?
Same problem as the Goonies is the Walter White house.
Oh, I bet
in Arizona
with Breaking Bad.
Or where it was? Yeah. People constantly drive the foot traffic now. People driving by, it's ridiculous. They don't know what to do.
That we're gonna have that in Atlanta with so many movies being filmed in Atlanta
oh,
now.
Yeah.
Longoria's house in Marietta is going to
I'm selling it.
And I'm out.
Hey, anybody want to film a movie in my house, you're welcome to.
Nick's in Buford. Nick, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
What's going on, Nicky?
Hey, one of the movies that I was a pleasure to see the site was in Buford, South Carolina, was Forrest Gump, where they crossed over, where he was jogging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, jogging across America, and he was going across the bridge.
Oh, the bridge. That's in South Carolina.
Yeah, that's in Buford, South Carolina.
Well, that was a horrible route he took.
Intercoastal Waterway right there. And then,
Hold on. We got to go back to Forrest Gump now. Okay. All right, so as we all know, where was Forrest Gump from?
Was he from Georgia or South Carolina?
Alabama.
Okay, Alabama.
So why, if he's running to California, would he go up to South Carolina? That's just a poor route to take.
Yeah.
That's a very bad route, Forrest Gump.
Where they filmed it was in Buford, South Carolina.
Yeah, no, I believe you, Nick. I just think, you know, Forrest Gump, if you're going to California from Alabama, there's no need to go to South Carolina.
Yeah, you don't need to backtrack and come this way.
And then another one of the scenes that they filmed, one of the Vietnam scenes where he was dragging guys back from being
Bubba.
All shot up.
Yeah, Bubba.
That was shot in Huntington Island, South Carolina. And that's just probably 15 miles from Buford, South Carolina.
Interesting. So basically Forrest Gump shot in South Carolina, you're telling me.
Yeah, a good bit of it.
All right.
And then, another one was Great Santini.
The Great Santini? Wow, where was that shot?
We're talking about Buford, South Carolina.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, good job, Nick. Nick wasn't, he didn't want to hear about my critique of Forrest Gump's route of choice.
Uh-uh.
Not that we'd expect Forrest Gump to, you know, come up with the the most...
Right,
and he did it on the fly. He just started running one day.
He started running. Maybe he ran and then realized, oh, I'm running the wrong way.
He's like, oh, crap, I'm in South Carolina.
Yeah, I got to run.
I'm going to get out of here. I'm going the wrong way. Because there's no way. Where in Alabama is he from? I can't believe I can't remember.
I don't remember either. Had to have been close to the coast, right? Because of Bubba's shrimp.
No, well, Bubba lived by the coast. Mm. But his mama lived... Oh, man, someone will know. All right.
Someone will call up.
He never holds when he calls the Mark Arum Show. He is Brett in Bold Springs. Brett on Twitter requests Longoria a caller intro, but he calls so infrequently. What do you think?
I can try to find something for him.
Like, he's an all-star caller.
Right.
But you just never call Brett, so yeah. I don't know what to do with you.
That kind of hurts my feelings.
Well, listen, you don't wait on hold. I put you right on, but you don't call enough to get your own intro yet.
It's my worst thing, man. I listen. now I'm like...
Don't make excuses.
All right, I got a couple movies. I did the Rocky thing, which was cheesy. I've been on the Enterprise, which was on Hunt for Red October. And I've also been in the middle of the ocean, which they shot Open Waters in. Just pick a spot.
I've been on the ocean where they did Hunt for Red October and Titanic. And
by that logic, good. I've been in a lot of
movies. I went to the Alamo where they filmed Big Top Pee-wee or Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, that's right. You've been to Pee-wee's Big Adventure. There you go.
There's no basement in the Alamo.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I've been in an airplane where they filmed Up in the Air with George Clooney.
Snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane.
Michael Douglas movie that nobody's called yet, Falling Down.
Well, that's the one he loses his mind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good flick.
Good flick.
Yeah.
All right. I want my intro.
All right, you sent me a YouTube clip. I'm going to play it off air because
You got to drop.
Oh, he sent his own?
He sent his own, yeah.
Oh, he sent his own. Yeah. That's a little different.
Brett's professional here.
Wow. I don't even have to look for it, Brett. Right.
We'll listen to it during the break. We'll see. But you're going to have to call Brett. You got to call more often. You're an all-star caller. You're an all-star tweeter. But you just, you know, the frequency's got to catch up a little bit. I mean, 959, Russ and Cummings dialing that damn phone. Speaking of which, where the hell's Marco? Is he all right?
Oh, yeah, Marco hasn't called.
We haven't heard from Marco tonight.
Marco deserves one better
than
Brett.
He deserves
an
intro.
He's usually the first one. Like, when I open the phones,
Marco's there.
The first
we
one
could
right
do
there.
The Lemon Pledge for Marco. That would be fun.
Yeah, that could be Marco.
We could just use that. We need an excuse to get that in more often.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to come back with more of your calls, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
The sky. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back. Movie Monday. Longoria playing a banging soundtrack. If you guessed the movie soundtrack at the end of the show, we actually have a WSB prize pack to give away tonight. Back to the phones. Bill's in Macon. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Excellent, sir. How are you?
Good, doing good. First off, Forrest Gump was from Greenbow, Alabama.
Correct. I couldn't believe I forgot that. Yeah. Greenbow, Alabama.
I've been to a couple of places, and they were just, they were there, so we went. But Juliet, Georgia, the Whistle Stop Cafe, the barbecue place that was in the movie Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's a popular one on Twitter. A lot of ladies went to the Fried Green Tomato place.
Yep, and I've been in the courtroom, and my cousin Benny.
No kidding.
Yeah, and...
Where was that? I would love to go there.
Downtown Monticello.
No kidding? We're going on a road trip, guys.
Well, right down the street, like a block away, is Dave's Soul Food and Barbecue, and that's where, what's his name? Joe Pesci ate the grits for the first time.
Yeah, he went in there, and the menu had three things, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And he goes, what do you think, breakfast, hon? And she goes, yeah, okay.
Hey, real quick, Doug Turnbull puts a thing on his Facebook every Friday, Happy Friday, from the WSB traffic crew.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with that? Do you see those?
I actually am the one that does that, but yeah, I am definitely familiar with that.
Picture, he did the Shawshank Redemption, and I put you guys, all the traffic crew's picture on there, all their heads on.
Oh, that was you!
Yeah, you're right there down front center.
That's all. I gotta post that again on my Facebook page, Mark Arum WSB. That's fantastic. Every Friday, on my work Facebook page, Mark Arum WSB, I put out a random picture of a bunch of people, and I say Happy Friday from the WSB traffic team, and I tag all the, you know, the traffic reporters.
Right.
And I did one with Shawshank, and then that guy photoshopped all our faces onto the prisoners at Shawshank.
He's the one that did that?
Yeah. That's well done. That was gorgeous. Tyler's in Loganville. Tyler, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, sir.
I've got four for you. I've been in Fort Benning, Georgia, where they filmed the cul-de-sac where the soldiers for We Were Soldiers meet.
Okay.
Before they deploy. One of my best friends in college, his dad actually lived in that cul-de-sac when they filmed it, and we were hanging out a couple weeks before they filmed it.
Very cool.
Been to the Great Smoky Mountain Railway where the train crash was from Fugitive.
No. Ooh, that's pretty good.
And the bridge on, have you seen the movie Need for Speed?
Yes.
The bridge where he crashes is actually in Columbus, Georgia, where the car hit the ground. I used to go over there.
Let's go back to the Fugitive. What about the tunnel where he jumps out of that little, like, that pipe and then jumps it into the water? Where is that?
I have no idea, honestly.
All right, what's the last one?
The last one is, somebody called their caller three or four calls back said the Enterprise where they did Hunt for Red October, but that was also the aircraft carrier from Top Gun.
So that was in two movies, the Enterprise.
Yeah, the Enterprise. I actually had I found this out afterward. I had a high school teacher that was working in what's called the dark room there when they filmed Top Gun, and they wouldn't even let the characters from Top Gun walk on the same corridor as that room.
That's awesome. Thank you for the call, my friend. All right, we're going to jump out for news, weather, and traffic. We'll come back with more of your calls. Johnny Kilbasa with a fast food review on this movie Monday. Have you ever been to a place made famous by a movie or a TV show? And in honor of the Wall Street craziness today, what is Michael Douglas's best film? 404-872-0750 on Twitter at Mark Arum. Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. When I die and the limits of rest, gonna go to the place that's the best.
WSB's Clark Howard. From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever
there's severe weather,
a traffic red alert,
or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. On the
cloud side, that song was in a baseball game on PlayStation. And it played all the time.
Magic Carpet Ride?
Yes. As soon as I hear that song, I think of this PlayStation baseball game, like MLB 2003 or something. And like, no matter what you're doing in that game, this song was playing.
Nice.
It's like I'm having acid flashbacks right now to that song. Nice. But that song is on a movie soundtrack that we've been playing throughout the show. At the end of the program, if you guess the soundtrack, you win the prize pack. Welcome back to the show, everybody here. Chalochi Chuck screening the calls. Or is he Armani Chuck?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Be determined. Armani
still
Chuck.
Like Armani Chuck.
Of course you would. And Longoria, of course, on the other side of the takeout window. On this movie Monday, real quick, two simple topics. Have you ever been to a place made famous by a movie? Like Chuck has been, or a TV show. Chuck's been to the Cheers bar. Longoria's been to the bar in...
Dusk Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn. Yeah. I've been at the diner from Goodfellas. Anything like that, I want to hear about it. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And the Wall Street craziness today reminds me of the movie Wall Street, Gordon Gekko, Michael Douglas. We're talking Michael Douglas tonight. The best movie Michael Douglas has ever been in. On Twitter, at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. All right, let's go back to the phones. Bill in Buckhead, a stalwart caller on Movie Mondays. How are you, Bill?
Stalwart. I like that'll have people diving for their dictionaries.
I'm edumacated,
right,
Bill.
Real quickly, I'll go, in a national sense, somebody mentioned Hollywood earlier. Of course, anybody that's able to should do the Grauman's Chinese Theater with the, you know, the footprints. And I did the Universal tour where you see the Psycho House and the Bates Motel. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. And I've been blessed to have been to Monument Valley, where they filmed the classic directed by John Ford westerns.
Where is that?
It's on the border of Arizona and Utah. And
okay.
It's actually a Navajo nation.
Wow. So how did you wind up there? What were you doing?
Well, I was on a cross country. It's something I've always wanted to do, drive cross country, and did the whole Route 66 thing.
Oh, nice.
Now, more locally, did anybody mention that Smoking the Bandit in the early development of Georgia 400?
Yeah, up and coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a couple people on. You can see.
And lastly, well, before I get to the Michael Douglas thing real quick, I'm in the La Vista Road off of La Vista Hills area,
mm-hmm.
and there's a modern-looking house that for weeks on end they were filming something with John Hamm from Mad Men, and they had the DeKalb County policeman there, so
yeah.
people wouldn't stop and gawk. And I think it was, I don't know if it did very well in the theaters, it was kind of a baseball-themed movie.
Yeah, Million Dollar Arm.
That might have been it.
That's definitely it. It's about, it's actually based on a true story about three Indian kids that played cricket. And they brought him over to play professional baseball. I haven't seen the movie yet, but apparently it's pretty good. Brian's in Monroe. Brian, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark.
What up, Bri?
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
I got four for you.
Fire away, buddy.
The Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, Michigan, where they filmed Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful
I absolutely
hotel.
Love that movie.
Yeah. I don't know if somebody mentioned this, Philadelphia.
Wait, hold on. I got to write that down. I want to go there. Where was that, in Michigan?
Yeah, Mackinac Island. It's right off the bridge that separates the Upper and Lower Peninsula.
And is that a hotel where they filmed it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an active hotel. It's very old. It's a gray. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful old
world. You don't understand how excited I am. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Does that make me weird?
No, not a bit.
Okay, good.
The other one I have is the Philadelphia Art Museum, the steps where you go up where Rocky was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
I ran up those steps in
nice.
The shadow box, like in the movie. South Fork Ranch in Dallas, or Plano, Texas, where they filmed
Dallas,
the TV show Dallas. Yep, all the exteriors of the house.
Excellent.
The pool area. And
do you have a job, Brian, or you just drive around the country going to all these places?
This is over the years.
Okay.
And the last one I have is kind of obscure, but the version of The Great Gatsby that Robert Redford starred in.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, Newport Island, the mansion where they filmed the garage scene where they discovered his car was damaged, that he had killed the guy, the character in the movie, the mechanic. That
where was that filmed?
Well, parts of it were filmed on Newport Island.
Newport Rhode Island. In Rhode Island, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. All right. That's a mighty long list, Bri. I do appreciate it. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline, from parts unknown, height unknown, weight we do not want to know, Johnny Kilbasa and the ever-so-popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I am wrapped in bacon. I'm here for the taking. I'm covered with cheese. I aim to please. When gluttony calls, I answer. And when gluttony answers, I call the Mark Arum Show.
Now, you've been a steady fixture of the Mark Arum Show for over a decade now, back when we were on the weekends and now on the Monday through Friday thing. I want to throw something at you off the cuff here. And I'll need Low T Chuck's, as executive producer of the program. Chuck, I'll need your input on this. I am toying. Right now, you appear every Monday and Thursday on the Mark Arum Show.
I'm
yes, toying
do.
With the idea, Chuck, what do you think of this, of moving Johnny Tuesday and Thursday instead of Monday and Thursday?
Okay, why?
Well, here's my movie Mondays, we're rushed. We got so many callers. I hate to limit Johnny's time.
Yeah.
Tuesdays used to be inhabited by the little Indian guy,
mm-hmm.
but now he's doing Thursdays.
Right.
So Tuesday, we kind of got a hole in the schedule.
Okay.
And I was, you know, what do you think about that, Johnny, going Tuesdays and Thursdays? That way there's not, you know, a big gap between your reviews. They come like boom, bada, boom, instead of boom, bada, boom, bada, boom.
Yeah, hold on. I got to, I'm going to have to call Dickinson and get the contract out of the folder.
Check the contract out and see what you think. I just, because
like
we have a hole in our Tuesday
no,
show.
Right. I like it. And Mondays are, it's usually with Movie Monday.
Yeah, I just hate to limit Johnny's time on a Monday because I want to get to everyone's calls. Tuesday, it's a little more easy going, a little more free flowing, and Johnny can expound further on dietary stuff. So you talk to your attorneys, Johnny, and let me know what you think.
Yeah, I think for the most part I'll be ready to do it. Hey, you want me Tuesday morning? I'm there. You want me Sunday afternoon at your mom's house? I'll be there too.
Nice.
Mom, if you're listening, Johnny just offered. What did you say? Tuesday, 10 a.m.?
Sunday afternoon, whenever.
Boom. All right. Excellent. All right, what do we got on the menu this week, Johnny?
So Arby's has gotten big by keeping it small, Mark. They got sliders now, and everybody knows that I love little sandwiches. I think they're cute, and you can line them up and make different shapes out of them and eat them by the dozen. So Arby's has sliders, a bunch of different kinds now. Chicken and cheese, it's pretty much a chicken finger on a dinner roll with some cheese on it.
You know, is that how they put it in the commercial? Yeah. Arby's, right. Chicken finger on a dinner roll.
Yeah, it's a slider
with some cheese sauce.
That before I don't want to interrupt you, Johnny, but have you seen the commercials for the for Olive Garden breadstick sandwiches?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
But no, all right. Listen, if you want to put stuff inside a breadstick, fine. Don't call it a freaking sandwich. It's in a breadstick.
What are you gonna call it though?
Whatever, finger food. That's not a sandwich.
That's not going to sell right. That's
they re-engineer the breadsticks to make
a sandwich. Dude, I don't care. If anyone ever tried to serve me a sandwich in a breadstick, I'd throw it back at them.
How big does it have to get before
it's... You need girth on the bread, man. Size matters. You can't freaking put chicken parm in a breadstick and call it a sandwich. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think they've widened the girth on the breadstick.
They need to, because... you can't tell in the commercials because they zoom in so close. It looks like it's a hearty sandwich, but it's a freaking breadstick. And they're bragging on it. They're like, oh, breadstick sandwiches.
It might have, you know.
Maybe it's like two of them stuck together or something.
I don't know. We got to investigate.
We do. We got to go down there.
If you go to someone's house and they're like, want a sandwich? Yeah. And they give you ham and cheese on a breadstick, you're going to be like, what the F, dude? Come on. It's not a sandwich. That's a pedophore or whatever. I don't know.
What?
All right, so chicken finger on a dinner roll at Arby's.
Right.
What other sliders do we have?
We got corned beef and cheese. We got jalapeno roast beef. We got roast beef and cheese. I think pretty much they'll put anything you want to on a slider while they have them because they just got those little dinner rolls. They got ham and cheese, too. So pretty much all their sandwiches are available in a reduced size for a limited time only.
What's the price? Do we know the price point on these puppies?
It varies depending on what part of town you're in, but they're not that.
All right, so if you're in Bremen, they're 79 cents. If you're in Buckhead, they're $1.49.
Right, and if you're in College Park, they're probably about 79 cents.
Gotcha. All right, maybe I'll get a sack full of those on Thursday then. I want to see a chicken tender on a dinner roll from Arby's.
I kind of want to try one now.
That's fantastic. All right, so
one of each.
Are they worth it, Johnny? I mean,
oh yeah, I love sliders, just because of the little buns, and you know, I try each one of them. But if you like the sandwiches, you're gonna like the little sandwiches, and the buns are better than the regular buns.
Are they like the little crystal buns, like when you get a Crystal's hamburger?
They're actually kind of like split top corn dusted dinner rolls, like you get at a wedding reception.
What part of dinner roll didn't you understand?
No, I thought maybe he was taking creative license in describing
it. Thanksgiving.
Trying to get down to the nuts and bolts.
Oh, I haven't even seen commercials for those, so I don't know. I mean, that's deep investigatory work right there by Johnny K.
This is the razor's edge of fast food.
Yeah.
You'll be seeing commercials for them this week, I guarantee it.
Amen. All right. You heard it here first on the Mark Arum Show. Chicken finger on a dinner roll, now available at Arby's. All right, Johnny, get with Dickinson, and maybe we'll do Tuesday, Thursday going forward.
Any time of the week, any day of the week for the people of Atlanta, Big Daddy, and for the Mark Arum Show.
Johnny Kielbasa, we appreciate you as always, and...
If the cholesterol is high, baby, so am I. Follow me on Twitter, Johnny Kielbasa.
At Johnny Kielbasa. Appreciate you, bruh. Johnny K, you got to follow him on Twitter, at Johnny Kielbasa. We have one segment left, and we've got like 98 phone calls to get to. That being said, if you know the weekend, if you know the soundtrack, call now for the prize pack, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. When we come back, though, legit, you're going to have 10 seconds, and that's it. We got to hit and run. Hit and run. Final segment of Movie Monday. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
11:53, 7 in front of midnight. Final segment of the Movie Monday Mark Arum Show. Real quick, a couple of movie guesses on the soundtrack. Glenn and Alpharetta. Glenn, what movie soundtrack we've been listening to?
I just thought it was Easy Rider.
Is it Easy Rider, Longoria?
No, it's not.
No, good guess, though. Sonia's up next. Sonia, what movie soundtrack we've been listening to?
Hi, I think it's Glory with Denzel Washington from 1989.
No, it's not.
Yeah, not even close on either of those. Have you guys been listening to the music? All right, it's not Glory, and it's not whatever that other guy said. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Barbara's in Austell. Barbara, real quick, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, I've been also to the Dallas scene where they film when it's first coming on in Southport. I've been to the Beverly Hillbillies house.
Oh, where is that?
California. It's in Beverly Hills.
Oh, not the original house where they found the oil, but the house where they moved to in Beverly Hills. I'd be more interested in seeing the oil house. Line 5, we got a guess. Oh, Marco's in Lilburn. What up, little guy?
Hey, what's up?
We need more lemon plates.
We're worried about you, man. Where you been?
I told Chuck it's been an hour and 15 minutes. I've been trying to get in.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You been to a famous movie place?
No, but when I used to work as a cable guy over there in Loganville, I was crossing a bridge and I asked somebody and they said that's where they had filmed the Dukes of Hazzard. jumping over bridges and all that.
Okay. Loganville, I did not know.
So, yeah, and where I'm going to now, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, there's a Drake Motel. And they have a sign that says they make movies and commercials over there.
All right. Well, take pictures, Marco. I got to run, buddy. Sorry. Regina's up next. Regina, have you been to somewhere famous?
I have. How are y'all? I have been to, actually, in the Dominican Republic. We went way south of the touristy area down to a little island, took a big, long boat ride, and we were at the beach that the scene from Pirates of the Caribbean was filmed on between Keira Knightley and Johnny Depp when they, like, get all pissed about the rum and have a big rum fight.
Oh, no kidding. The DR. Yeah, we call beautiful. That the DR, the Dominican, the DR. Dan's in Noonan. Dan, you got a guess on the soundtrack?
The Big Chill.
Is it the Big Chill?
No, it's
not. Now, that's somewhere I want to go. I want to go to the Big Chill House. I want to buy the Big Chill House. That's an awesome house. I want that. Rick's in Johns Creek. Rick, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
What's going on? It's Top Gun, man.
Is it Top Gun?
It is.
Not Top Gun.
Not Top Gun. Sorry, buddy. Nike or Mike?
Mike?
Yeah. Chuck spelled it Nike.
Nike.
So go ahead, Mike. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Just do it, yeah. where Burt Reynolds still smoking the bandits, a little hotel down on, was a motel on Glenwood Road where they crashed the car into the pool.
I remember that. Over in DeKalb County. Excellent. Dave's in Peachtree Corners. Dave, real quick.
My favorite movie, Outlaw Josey Wales. Last scene, just north of Kanab, Utah, they built a bar right out in the boonies, and that's where I was.
The Outlaw Josey Wales. Thanks, Dave. We got a movie guess? Nothing? All right. What was the soundtrack, Longoria?
Apollo 13.
Oh, that was a hell of a soundtrack. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do Star of the Show.
Pretty good, huh?
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I was going to give it to Jeremy Powell from B98. Because we stole his whole show idea.
I mean, the phones were legit.
That was a great topic. But Johnny Kielbasa, chicken finger and a freaking dinner roll. I don't know. What do you guys think? Jeremy Powell or Johnny K?
I think Jeremy.
I didn't say Johnny.
It's a tie. You got to break it now.
I'm going to be benevolent and give them each a star of the show.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
You could have given us all a star of the show at some point.
Jeremy Powell. We'll give it to Jeremy.
All right.
Johnny had the line of the night, though, for sure.
If we were doing line of the day, he would get
chicken finger and a dinner roll. for gems like that, follow him on Twitter, at Johnny Kielbasa. All right, so I'll give away the prize pack tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll just
Or I'll keep it for myself, because
it's a good one.
A pair of tickets to the Oddball Comedy Festival starring Aziz Ansari with Amy Schumer, Jeff Ross, and John Mulaney. So maybe I'll just keep them.
Yeah,
I'll take Jeremy Powell to that. On Twitter, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum, Instagram, Mark Arum. Now, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.